This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Phil Steele 4042 on Twitter.
If anything, Phil Steele should be on one of these shows.
Boy, that's a hell of a thing. He's appearing on the fan hotline. The great Phil Steele joins us. Local guy, by the way. Local. Who'd have thought that the guru of college football is based in the cradle of professional football in Northeast Ohio? But here's Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful. We hope you're doing the same. First, let me ask, how hard has it been over these last couple of years with NIL, you know, the spring portal, the fall portal and everything to kind of get it right and to get everything ready for your preview?
Well, I tell you, it makes the last month and a half of the magazine a lot more difficult with that second spring portal. And in fact, you know what's really interesting this year was the amount of players that entered or signed with the team in the winter and then left after spring was over, and then trying to cram in 136 coaches' calls all in the month of May after the second spring portal closes at the end of April makes it really tough because the calls last about an hour apiece. I go over every player on the team, every position with the coaches, and it's made it a lot more difficult, I'll tell you that much. I like the coaches. Both want a single portal. Let's do that this year.
Wouldn't that be great if they call it the Phil Steele rule and everybody comes to understanding like this magazine needs to take precedence.
I hate the second portal, Phil. I'm with you. The Ohio State, Texas coming up on Saturday. I think some people are saying some hot take stuff about Arch Manning. I think he's going to end up being a really good prospect. Obviously, we don't know about his future, the draft, coming back, this, that, and the other. Who would you give the edge in this game to? Because you got a lot of returning guys from Texas, even though the wide receiver room is new. Ohio State, you still have Jeremiah Smith. Who do you like?
Well, I like Texas's defense. I think I rate Texas's defense number one in the country, led by Anthony Hill at linebacker. They are absolutely loaded across the board. Now, if you have a question mark with Texas, it's the offensive line. They lose four starters off the O-line. And you mentioned Arch Manning. You know, for Arch Manning to live up to his hype, he'd have to have like 60 touchdown passes, two interceptions this year. That's not going to happen, but he should be one of the better quarterbacks. But, can you hit it on the head? He lost his top three receivers from last year. I like the replacements, DeAndre Moore, Ryan Wingo. But offensively, I'm going to give the edge to Ohio State. So offense, Ohio State, defense goes to Texas. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, a defensive battle, because you've got two young quarterbacks going against two really good defenses. So I'm looking for a low scoring game here. The total 48. I like the under in this one.
I like it too because, you know, this is a weird game where there's no looking over opponent. And I think it's much easier for a team that's coming off a national championship to turn right around and get ready for their season against a top notch team like Texas. I don't think there's any sort of overlooking. I don't think there's going to be much sloppiness as opposed to where it would be with a different opponent.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the amazing thing here, you got 26 players off last year's matchup gone to the NFL. That's a ridiculous amount of players from two teams going. So I think it's going to be a great game. But the bottom line is, no matter who loses this game, it's really not going to affect them. I think both teams will easily make the playoffs this year.
So when you talked to Ryan Day, did you get a vibe about Julian saying, obviously there was a, quote, quarterback competition, but at the same time, most in Columbus that were there reporting on the team, they never really thought it was going to be anybody other than Julian Sain.
Well, interestingly, I talked to, I think this year I talked to 126 of the 136 head coaches, did not get a chance to connect with Ryan Day, so didn't talk to him specifically, but I felt it was going to be Julian Sain all along. You know, the process, they said it was a battle, and I had question marks on that. You just pretty much saw it was going to be Sain all along.
I got to be honest here, Phil. I'm a little upset by this.
Yeah, I'm a little miffed at Ryan Day. What's Ryan Day so busy for? Either way, you don't.
Do you want to power rank the coaches you didn't talk to for the show?
No.
I want to get to the running back room. And look, last year it was Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. And imagine having both those guys. You saw where they were drafted in the NFL. Now, typically, as we know, Ohio State at every position, and yes, running back, they are able to reload. In this case, have they done that?
I don't think they're as strong as last year's group of running backs. I mean, Judkins and Henderson were two very special running backs. I do like James Peoples and C.J. Donaldson coming in from West Virginia. They've got Bo Jackson, the true freshman, coming in. So there's talent there, but not as experienced. And those two guys last year, Judkins and Henderson, both NFL-ready dudes, I don't think they have that this year. So I'm going to say the running back corps is down a little bit off last year's squad.
Who's a team that could vie for a national championship that we're not talking about that's out of the common threats?
I would, you know, one real surprise team this year, and I don't know if they'd combine challenge for a national championship, but to make the playoffs would be Oklahoma. Keep your eyes on them this year. Oklahoma had a really good defense last year. Offensively, they struggled, but they had zero returning starters on the O-line. They were down their top five receivers due to injury. This year, they're vastly improved on offense, more veteran offensive line, much upgraded receiving core. They bring in a quarterback from Washington State, and they also add in Jaden Ott at running back. I think Oklahoma's got a chance to go from 6-7 to making the playoffs this year. But, you know, my top contenders for the national title, you have to put Penn State up there. They have what Ohio State and Michigan had the last 2 years, which is a veteran squad, a homegrown team. In other words, the players came in as freshmen. They're now seniors. They address their one area of weakness, which is wide receiver, picking up three big transfers. But they have a ton of players turned down the NFL, much like Ohio State had last year, much like Michigan had the year before. They only lost five players to the draft. I think this is the year Penn State breaks through. And then the other main contender I would put up there, watch Clemson this year. You know, Clemson, they got Kate Klubnik back at QB. He's got my number two receiver core in the country, number two offensive line in the country. And defensively last year, they allowed 374 yards per game, which is really unusual for Clemson. But there's just too much NFL talent on the defensive side of the ball. Plus, they bring in Tom Allen, the defense coordinator from Penn State. Tom Allen's got their defense playing better. I've got Clemson and Penn State probably as the top two teams in the country this year.
You did have a passing reference to Oklahoma, and they get a chance to host Michigan coming up in 9 days. Are you as confident as Michigan fans, my boss, some boosters, too many people in my life about Bryce Underwood?
You know, I think Bryce Underwood's going to have a good year, but you know, look at what, like Dylan Raiola for Nebraska last year, true freshman coming in, a lot of talent, very highly rated, and he had his ups and he had his downs. You're going to have that with the Bryce Underwood. And the thing that I would question with Bryce Underwood this year is the fact that he's got three really tough road games in the first half of the season. Now, that's when you're still going through the learning curve. He's got to play Oklahoma week 2, Nebraska week 4, and I think Nebraska could be a sneaky potential potential playoff team coming out of the Big Ten. I believe in the Big Ten this year, the three teams that clearly make the playoff are Penn State, Oregon, and Ohio State. But the fourth team is up in the air, and Nebraska is one of those. So that's a tough road test. And they also have to play USC on the road. And USC probably has the best defense that Lincoln Riley has had, maybe in his coaching tenure. Danton Lynn's doing a great job as DC. So having those three road games early in his career, we may see some ups and downs for Underwood, but I think he's going to be an eventual star in college football.
Doggone it, Phil. I was going to ask you about Nebraska and maybe that Dylan Royola might take on have a tough season because defensively, you know, they lose their D coordinator and he goes to Florida State, which is a bad football team after last year. And I'm going, man, you don't usually leave a situation like Nebraska, which is on its way up, for something that's lower unless you know that they're not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Not going to be as good in your department of where it is.
Well, they lose Hutmaker and Robinson, two outstanding defensive tackles from last year's squad. But overall, I like the back seven on defense. Offensively, this is a really good offensive line. It's going to be one of the strengths of the team. They've got an upgraded receiving core. They bring in Dane Key from Kentucky. They bring in Isaiah Hunter from Cal, and I think those two are going to make Dylan Raiola an even better quarterback. And once Dana Holgorsen took over as the offensive coordinator last year, all of a sudden Emmett Johnson emerged. He had 528 yards rushing the last four games. So I think they're going to have a potent offense with Holgorsen. Defensively, they're going to be good, but they've got a great schedule this year, Ken. You know, they host Michigan, but when you look at the most of the big boys, they don't have to play Ohio State this year. They don't play Indiana. They don't play Illinois. So they miss a lot of the big boys in the Big Ten, and they get teams like Michigan at home. So I think Nebraska is a dangerous team this year.
All right, obviously the last 2 years, the Big Ten has finally been able to ascend, win some national championships. When you look at the SEC versus the Big Ten, and obviously these conferences are nothing like they used to be, is it more even than it's ever been, or do you think the SEC still has, you know, the big edge because of their totality of teams?
Yeah, I think the two teams are, or the two conferences are very close, and there's clearly, you know, they talk about a power four. It's really a power two. It's a Big Ten and the SEC, and then everyone else. You know, the ACC and the Big 12 pale in comparison. I think though that the SEC might be a little bit deeper of a conference. And let's look at the teams that I've got picked 10th in the conference. In the SEC, it's South Carolina. South Carolina was nearly a playoff team last year. They've got their quarterback back in Lenora Sellers, and they're picked very highly in the SEC, but I've got them 10th. Meanwhile, in the Big Ten, I've got Minnesota, and while P.J. Fleck does a great job, he doesn't quite have the talent to be contending for the Big Ten title this year. So I think when you look at the overall depth, I'd give it to the SEC. At the end of the year, you might see, once again, more Big Ten teams with the 10-11 wins because the Big Ten doesn't have quite the depth at the bottom of the conference. So I think the two conferences are very close. In fact, I gave the Big Ten the edge last year.
Is there a team that's had a lot of transfers that is a big name that you might be worried about?
You know, one team that I am a little concerned about right now would be South Carolina, in the fact that they have a tough schedule, and that's the reason I picked them 10th, and they lose a lot off their defensive front seven. But overall, I think a lot of teams that have a lot of transfers are going to struggle this year, and I think the homegrown teams, the teams that bring in freshmen, they're now seniors and use the portal, but not to an extreme. I think those teams are going to have success. And look at last year, like Clemson in the ACC, they won the title there. Iowa State was playing in the Big Ten, Big 12 title game. Nobody expected big years out of Army and Navy last year, two teams that do not use the portal, and they both had phenomenal years last season. So I think we're going to see more of the homegrown teams. And, you know, like when I talked to Coach Ferentz of Iowa, he's leaning to doing more of the, you know, we're going to develop players, bring them in as freshmen. We're not going to be using the portal overall. And I think we're going to see that trend start to happen in college football.
Year three of Deion Sanders, he's lost his Travis Hunter. He's lost his, obviously, his sons.
Jimmy Horn Jr.
What do you make of this season? Is Colorado going to fall backwards, or are we going to get a surprise out of Prime and his team?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for them to get near last year's nine-win total. Remember, they were contending for the Big 12 title at the end of the season prior to that upset loss to Kansas. New quarterback coming in. Caden Salter struggled at Liberty last year. It wasn't the same, but if he plays like he did in 23, they'll be okay there. They say the offensive line is upgraded this year. They did bring in a ton of transfers, but they are one of those transfer portal teams. Now, Coach Sanders feels that they have a better overall team. They just lost their star players. I think that they slip back. I've got them going towards the bottom of the Big 12 this year, and I've got seven teams in the Big 12 that I would consider a Big 12 title contender. Colorado's not one of them. I've got Baylor, Utah, Iowa State, Arizona State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and TCU. I think are your seven title contenders in the Big 12.
All right, Phil, my final one comes to the MAC, because I don't know why I'm the one who has to ask it since Lima does the games, but who do you have coming out of the Mid-American Conference?
I'm really bullish on Toledo this year. You know, last year Toledo had an inexperienced team, and yet they went into Mississippi State. And here's the thing, when I talked to Mississippi State's coaches, they talked about the fact that Toledo dominated them at the line of scrimmage, and they had to get bigger, stronger, faster on the line because of what Toledo did to them. And now Toledo's a more experienced team. They come back with number 25 on my experience chart after being number 110 last year. I like Tucker Gleason at quarterback. You know, you look at the receiving core with Vander Ross and Crosby, the running backs, Chip Traynham, I think, could be a big fish here in the MAC this year, and along with Kenji Christian. I like the running back core. The offensive line's a veteran group. Keep your eyes on Toledo. In fact, Toledo is a playoff contender. If they can go into Kentucky and get that win in the opener, I've got them favored in all the rest of their games this year. They could actually be a contender to make the playoff.
Where can people get the magazine?
It's only available at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. Those are the only two brick-and-mortar stores, and get them before they're completely sold out. 360 pages, like getting 136 media guides rolled into one. And it, you can also order it online at philsteele.com. So Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or philsteele.com.
Did Sherrod Moore return your call, or was he suspended at the time?
Okay.
You know, only 10 coaches, believe it or not, Ohio State and Michigan were two of the teams that I did not talk to this year. Now, there's a lot of – sometimes when you're trying to cram in 136 coaches into the month of May and spilled into the next month, the logistics don't work out, but I did not talk to either of those two schools this year.
Phil, thank you so much for the time. Everybody go pick up the magazine. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. All the best.
Hey, a lot of fun talking football with you guys this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Phil Steele joining us from the Phil Steele College Football Preview, a magazine that I've had now for a decade. Not the same magazine. I get it every year.
A new one. The old pages are sticky. I'm disgusted by the fact that those two coaches did not return the phone calls of Phil Steele. Ridiculous. Ohio State, get your act together. Michigan, I expect it.
He might have been dying his beard. And Phil Steele's not going to sit there and ask about all the cheating stuff.
I think he just wants to talk some football, talk some pigskin.
Probably couldn't call Kent State's coach. Probably didn't know who that was.
I'm talking to Kent State's coach today.
Whoa!
Will they get off the schneid?
You're calling Josh Cribbs?
It was not Josh Cribbs.
Oh, you're calling Jack Lambert?
Again.
You're calling Nick Saban?
Please.
You're calling Antonio Gates?
Why? Keep going.
You're calling Julian Edelman?
I was waiting. There are a couple
You're
Steelers.
You're calling Jim Christian?
All right, what? That's a basket. That's not even...
You're calling Andy Baskin?
All right, so I might get a lot of information. Kent State hasn't won.
Bud, you should probably know what you're talking about.
Kent State has not won a Power 5 game since 2022, I believe. And they have a new interim coach this year, St. Ed's grad.
You're calling Arsenio Hall? Right, you're calling on. James Harrison?
Not doing this.
You're calling Joe Walsh?
I guess we're doing this.
You're calling Drew Carey? You're calling Thurman Munson? You're calling Chrissy Hine? You're calling Dolph Ziggler?
Chrissy Hine.
You're calling John Caparulo? You're calling Michael Keaton? You're calling Connie Schultz? You're calling David Sedaris? All right, that's it. That's all I got.
Intellectual and a kind of a comedian.
David Sedaris?
Oh, come on, David Sedaris is funny. Don't be like that.
I've read a lot of his books.
I don't know. I just said it when I Googled it.
Yeah.
So maybe he's there, maybe he's not. I don't know. It's Google. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.